Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent. If you are an applicant or if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Glenda. Are you calling today for the first time, or are you calling to check the status on an existing case?
Hi, my name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. Now, I have a mutual participant on the line looking to schedule their assessment.
Okay, they already have an application for the services?
I think they're calling to start the process.
Oh, okay. They want to apply. Okay, I can help you all with that. Could I get the spelling of your first name, please?
It's S-H-I-R-A. Last name initial is W.
Okay. And you're with an agency?
Family First, yes.
Okay, so I need your last name if you're staying on the line with the applicant.
No, so I'll be disconnecting, but just I'm calling today with the participant to get them through to let you know what they would like to do. They'd wanted to open up the case and schedule their first assessment, okay?
Okay. All right. So you're going to just transfer them over to me.
Well, they're on the line with us already. Alexis?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this kind lady is just going to ask you a couple of questions. Is there any questions you have for me before I go?
No.
All right. Just before we can continue, Alexis is having some construction being done at the moment. The assessment, the first assessment, is that going to be done over the phone or does it have to be in person?
It is an in-person visit. It is required to be done in person.
Uh-huh. Alexis, how does this affect the continuation of this call?
I mean, if they don't mind, I just don't feel like getting pressured into something.
You have the option of not applying or applying, and you do. We normally try and schedule your appointments in the next 7 days, but if you want to delay your a visit for a later date, you can always do that. But if you decide you don't want to apply, you don't have to. I can give you information regarding what we facilitate and what it is and how we facilitate the enrollment for you.
Okay, can you do that? Can you?
Sure, I can do that. Now, you can also go to our website. Are you staying, Miss Shira?
Well,
are you
like
staying on the line?
I just like to know if Alexis, what your plan is. Do you want to push off the continuation of the enrollment process?
No, I didn't say that. I said I would like to know what's the process with them.
Okay, so I guess for now I am going to be on the line. I just need to know what the end game is going to be, just so we know where we're holding.
Okay, what's your last name?
It's the last name initial is going to be W.
Okay, if you're staying on the line with the applicant, and I will be asking her for some personal information, I do need your name, what your title with the agency is, and the agency's name.
Okay, so legally, I'm only just going to provide for you my initial and my last name, but I can give you the title and the agency name.
Okay. The applicant, what is your name?
Alexis Keys.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment, Miss Alexis, to see if I'll need to contact you back since we are, if Miss Shira can stay on the line with you. Let me get permission to do that. Can you hold for me, please?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
sorry. Thanks so much for your patience and holding. Just a moment. She's responding back to me. Okay. All right. Now, Miss Alexis, I'm going to be asking you for some personal information in regards to your application without, and we don't share your information in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. Now, are you giving me permission to have the representative Shira on this call with you?
I mean, I don't see a purpose, really.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Ms.
So
Shira,
she
says
the call. I could disconnect the call.
Okay.
Then. All right. Well, have a great day, Alexis. So we're going to reach, I guess we'll be in touch with you and see how you'd like to proceed. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a reminder, there's no pressure to do anything. Remember, we're just following up with a call and we wish you a good day. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Shira. All right, so Miss Alexis, could I have your last name?
K-E-Y, yes.
K-E-Y?
Yeah, E-S.
Okay, Miss Keys. Okay, so what we do is we facilitate the enrollment for applicants to receive services in the home instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facility. Now, the Office of Long-Term Living offers two models of programs for providing long-term services based on your assessed needs. What's your age, Ms. Keys?
51.
Okay. So in your case, it'll only be one program. The first program, which would be the home and community-based waiver program. This is for if you're elderly or if you have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you may be able to receive support services in your home or in the community. And these services would include, for example, help with bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system or home modification. Now, a managed care organization or a service coordinator selected by you will help you to identify providers and manage these services. For you to qualify for the services, you must be eligible financially and you must meet all of the program guidelines. Now, what a managed care organization is their Medicaid plans, and they cover the same thing the Access Card cover. But they will also, if you're approved for these services, they will also coordinate your home care services and get you the help you need. So what happens during the process is that we send information to you in the mail in regards to the three plans that's available for you to choose from. And when our enrollment case manager meets with you, they will be asking you for your plan selection during that visit. Now, the visits that we complete with you are normally 2-hour windows that we schedule them for. It's not a specific time, but a window of time. So when the enrollment case manager comes out to meet with you, and they do have to come to your home where the services would be provided, when they do meet with you, they complete a medical assistance application for long-term care services or for home and community-based waiver services during that visit. And during that visit, you should, before the visit, you should gather information and our documents that you think is relevant for the county to review you financially. Some relevant financial documents would be if you have bank statements, any pension plan statements, which would include any 401k or 403b plans. If you have burial contracts or life insurance policies, you would need to have those available for you. Now, this is a 90-day process, so if you feel you need the services at this time or anytime soon, you want to start on it to be approved. Now, we would determine whether we'll facilitate the enrollment to see if you're medically eligible for the services. And once we determine if you're medically eligible, that's when we send it over to the county assistance office for them to approve you financially. Is that the services you're looking for?
Yeah, because no one told me that, no one told me about these services. And I had just got approved back in March or May, somewhere around there, for disability. And my assistant daily living score was 90%. So it's hard for me to move around and do stuff. So someone had told me about this program, and my daughter's already helping me around the house, so I figured that I would apply.
Yes, with the program, you can choose your own caregiver, but that'll be done through the managed care organization that you choose, that Medicaid plan. Because once you approve, then we'll send your files to them and they will coordinate the services, assign you a service coordination agency. And then most of the time there is a home care agency up under their umbrella that you would work with. But we'll facilitate it for you. Did you want to start the referral?
Sure. Now, and when the person comes out, is it just like filling out paperwork for 2 hours and talking, or what does that entail?
So when our enrollment case manager comes out to meet with you, they will be completing the medical assistance application that I mentioned to you. They will do your medical history and select a managed care organization during that visit. They will be completing your intake paperwork for this process during this visit. Once the enrollment case manager has completed the intake visit, that's when we would then fax the physician certification form to your doctor. Your doctor, and we ask you for your doctor of your choosing. This doctor just has to be an MD or DO or an OS that completes this form for you. Just be aware that the doctor can go to our website at www.paieb.com to complete the physician certification form if they would like. It's important that you work with your doctor to ensure the accuracy and completeness of the document. Now, at that same time, we will also contact the Area Agency on Aging. Will be the one that will complete your functional eligibility determination. So what they'll do is the Area Agency on Aging will contact you and they'll schedule your in-home visit to complete this part of the process. So that would be two visits. So we will also notify the County Assistance Office that you are applying for home and community-based waiver service. They may ask you for some additional information to verify your current financial status. So you just want to be prepared to submit supporting documentation if the County Assistance Office requires it. Now, once we have received both the physician certification form and the functional eligibility determination, your application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you're found medically eligible, that's when your case will be sent to the County Assistance Office for them to determine financial eligibility. Now, again, the county assistance office may require you to provide some additional documentation. If they do, you want to just make sure you provide any information they request quickly so it does not delay your enrollment. Now, at any point during this process, if you're found medically ineligible to receive services, you will then receive paperwork in the mail with the rights to appeal. If you wanted to appeal, if you had questions about the appeal or you needed help, that's when you will contact us again, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And our phone number is the 1-877.
Yeah, I have it.
550-4227. Okay. Now, we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed, and we can answer questions you have about the appeal process. Now, you're able to check your status online on our website. It's the same one that I gave you for the doctor, the www.paieb.com. But you would need a Harmony ID number. I-E-B as in boy.
Oh, I-E-B?
It's okay. For Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. That's us.
Okay. So is this Maximus or COSA?
We're the same.
Okay. Because my caseworker said that I had to call Maximus.
Yeah. COSA is the Area Agency on Aging. We're Maximus, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
Okay. For the second assessment, when a lady or man comes out to do the medical assessment, what does that entail?
They will explain that process to you. We're independent of each other because we can't have any influence on what is done with them. So they'll explain the process. They come out to do a functional eligibility determination. I do believe they're going to ask you a series of questions in regards to what it is you can do and what you cannot do. But they'll explain that process to you. That's the functional eligibility determination. Our visit is an intake visit, so we won't be assessing you. We'll be doing your intake visit. Once we receive that functional eligibility determination from the aging office and the form, physician certification form from your doctor, that's when we will review your case. Eligibility will review your case to determine if you're medically eligible by using those documents to help decide.
Okay, and that's after they come out a second time or before?
All of this will take place before your case is reviewed.
Oh, okay. All right. So
now,
my doctor has to send in her paperwork.
Say that again.
No,
I said y'all
would give my doctor a paper. Like, they would come in, do the assessment, you guys. And then I would have to get a form filled out from my doctor?
Yeah, we have a specific form
that
we have a specific form that we will send to your doctor to complete it for you. We'll take care of sending that out to your doctor. If your doctor does not send it in to us, we'll send one to you to have you to provide to your doctor. And ask your doctor to send it in. So you might want to have a conversation if you decide you want to apply for the services. Let your doctor know what you're applying for and ask that if he's going to complete that form for you. I also gave you the website address where the doctor can complete the form electronically if he would like.
Okay.
Now, if you want to call us back when you decide you want to apply, you can, or you can go to our website and apply by doing the referral, or you can do it over with me over the phone. Would you like to apply for the services?
Yeah, they mailed me a waiver. Do I fill that out? Is that what I'm filling out?
I do not know what you, yeah, I don't know what you have. You might have already applied for it with us. I need to ask you for some information in order to see if you have an application with us. What's your date of birth?
Yeah, I didn't fill out the waiver yet. So I know they just mailed me out the waiver.
We normally can't mail information out unless we have an application for you to be able to send it to you, because the information is your address, phone number, date of birth, all of that information is attached to it.
Oh, okay. You want to look it up or?
Okay, what is your date of birth?
8273.
And you say your first name is Alexis?
Yes.
And Ms. Keys, please verify your address.
834 Upland Avenue, Chester, PA 19013.
One moment. Just a moment. No, we don't have an application for you. Your first name is Alexis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have an application with you for the date of birth of August the 2nd, 1973.
Okay.
And I don't see any case information regarding your information for us to have sent you any information. You might have received some information from the county assistance office. I'm not sure. One moment here.
Yeah, they just sent me a waiver. So that's all that's as far as I went. And I called the agency, the nursing assistant agency, about getting assistance. So that was the lady that was on the phone. But they keep trying to like pressure me to sign up with them. So I felt like I was being pressured. That's why she said you don't have to do anything you don't want to and stuff like that, because they keep calling me every 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we're the agency if you're applying for the home and community-based waiver services. That's for you to receive services in the home. You don't get a waiver for anything. That's the name of the program, for you to receive some services in the home.
Oh, okay. So you're saying I don't have to fill out the waiver?
You have to apply for it if you want to receive services in the home.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I apply.
Hold on.
Fill out the papers.
Okay. Hold on just a second here. One moment. All right. So you gave me your first name, the spelling of your first name, Alexis Keyes, with the date of birth of 8/2/1973, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. One moment. And your language is English?
Yes.
And what is a phone number you could be reached?
732-644-5107.
And give me your address again. I'm sorry, what's the address?
834 Upland Avenue, Chester, PA 19013.
And you in Delaware County?
Yes.
And this a house or apartment?
House.
Okay. And can you verify the last four digits of your Social Security?
4457. What?
All right. I'm just checking to make sure you don't have any services in place.
One moment.
No, you do not. And
you
check see if you have a community health choice plan.
Yes.
Okay, you do not have one of those either. So we can start your referral. One moment.
Will you move the cone? I think I'm doing the work. I mean, since they're not doing it today. They'll probably come back next week. Who was that?
All right, now, what is your doctor's first and last name, please?
Carol Fleischman. See, I'm on the phone. I'm missing all my stuff.
You want to call us back when you're able to finish this
no,
up?
No, I'm saying, no. That's all right.
Okay. All right. One moment. Now, is she an MD or a DO or an OS?
I have no idea. I think she's MD.
Okay. All right. We'll look up online to see if she is. Spell her last name.
Fleischman.
F-L-E-I-S-C-H-M-A-N.
Yes.
Okay. Where do you go and see the doctor? What's the street address?
Highland Avenue.
Highland Avenue. So
yes.
Is that 2821 Allen Avenue?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. You have a fax number for your doctor?
I don't have all that information now.
Okay.
I don't know.
You can provide it. Yeah, you can provide it when you do get it. When you get it, you would just call us and update us. We can move forward without it. And let me grab your county and the Area Agency on Aging. One moment. Now, you have the option of receiving text messages and or email messages regarding any status updates or alerts on your case. Did you want to opt into either one or both?
I can do, you said text messages?
Either one, text or email or both.
You can do both in case I miss it.
Okay. All right. Spell your email address out for me, if you would, please.
KEYES349@hotmail.com.
And what phone number should we text? The same one?
Yeah.
Okay, by providing your cell phone number and your email address, you are agreeing to our terms and conditions. You agree to receive text messages from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop receiving text messages and email messages from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and to start receiving paper mail again, you would just reply stop to the text message. Now, you understand that you can get messages at different times and messages and data rates can apply. Do you agree to receiving both text and email messages?
Sure.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I've already given you what you're applying for and let you know that the enrollment case manager will be coming out to complete an application, your intake visit with you, and do your medical history and select a managed care organization. We're mailing you those three plans that's available in Delaware County, and when the enrollment case manager meets with you, they will be asking you for your plan selection during the visit. Now, what that managed care organization will do is they will help you coordinate. One moment. Let me go back to their description. The managed care organization will help coordinate your physical health care and long-term services and support. They will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from now on, as well as act as your personal caseworker. The managed care organization will partner with the service coordination agency, and that service coordination agency will provide the one-on-one direct care and services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours that you'll receive. They will be determined by that managed care organization or service coordination agency after your enrollment has been completed. Services could include, but they're not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modification, day programs, and transportation services. Again, this will take up to 90 days. Are you interested in moving forward with the application process?
Yeah.
Okay. We now need to schedule your intake visit with our enrollment case manager. We do schedule a two-hour window. We don't give a specific time, but a window of time. They will arrive within the block of time that we've scheduled. That's so that we can serve the greatest number of people. Our enrollment case manager will be coming to meet with you at 834 Upland Avenue, Chester, PA, 19013. And the phone number we can reach you is the 732-644-5107. Are those both correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you do not need a language interpreter for this visit. In one moment. Now, we have available Wednesday, October the 1st. Is that a good day for you?
You said what?
Say that again.
You were saying something. We have something available, something.
We have available the first available day we have for the enrollment case manager to meet with you will be Wednesday, October the 1st. Is that a good day for you?
Wednesday, October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have another. What's your next appointment?
Thursday, October the 2nd.
Oh, so just that week?
I'm trying to schedule in the next 7 days, but if you want to schedule it outside of that 7 days, you can.
Okay.
When are you looking to schedule it for?
Like the week after the 10th.
One moment. Let me see another enrollment case manager. One moment. So the 10th is a Friday. So you wanted that next Monday, the week. No, Monday is Columbus Day. So the 14th. October the 14th, will that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want mornings or afternoon?
Morning is fine.
So I have a 9 to 11 or an 11 to 1?
11 to 1.
All right, so your appointment has been scheduled with the enrollment case manager. Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Kai, C as in Charlie, A-I.
Okay.
She will arrive at your location on October the 14th between 11 to 1. You're going to receive a reminder call prior to this appointment from our outbound dialer, just calling to remind you that you have a visit on the 14th. And then Cindy will call you the day of the visit to advise you of additional information that may be needed. Now, when Cindy when she arrives, have a form of identification available, like your driver's license, a photo ID, or your social security number. Have this doctor's information you provided plus the fax number. The doctor's name, first and last name, address, phone, and fax number. Now, when she meets with you, we discuss that she's going to complete that medical assistance application. So you want to mm-hmm. have those financial documents, copy of those available for the visit. Now, we've went over the physician certification form information and the functional eligibility determination. And we've gone over if you were found ineligible, what you would do then. So if you at any time want to check your status, you can call us back at the same 1-877-550-4227. You can also check the status on that website, www.paiebasinboy.com. Are over the phone, but you'll need this Harmony ID number. It's also referred to as your case number. It is 11.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, can I ask my lawyer help with this process?
I can't. You too far back. I can't understand what you're saying.
Can I have my lawyer help me with this process?
You can have anyone you would like to help you with the process.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get a pen. All right. I'm ready.
Your Harmony ID number is 11-40-499.
Okay.
You can also create an account on that same website, and from that account you can upload any financial or other documents that's needed for your case.
All right. Can you give me that address again?
The website address? Is www.p as in Paul, A as in Apple, I as in India, E as in Edward, B as in Bravo.com.
Okay.
Now, we do support you with any, we do support you with any complaints or grievances you may have during the application process. Once Cindy has completed your intake visit, we may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. We're also creating an enrollment group for applicants who have, who would like to provide feedback to enhance or improve the application process. If